Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
The Hunter GPs are refusing to prescribe some sedative drugs in a bid to stop them making their way onto the black market. It is called doctor shopping. And Dr. Lee Fong, Clinical Director of GP Access After Hours. Dr. Fong, good morning. Well, I was saying before, during the week, my grandmother used to doctor shop many, many years ago. If she was convinced she had a problem, she'd keep going to a different doctor until she got the diagnosis she wanted. But scarily, this is a totally different doctor shopping. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Todd.
What's happening at the moment?
Well, yeah, look, it's actually a problem that's been around for a long time. It's possible that maybe it's becoming a bit more of a problem. And certainly there are signs up in a lot of general practices saying, you know, we're not going to prescribe things like Xanax, Endone, OxyContin, those sorts of things, which tend to be the medications that are either directly misused or overused by the person who's seeking the prescription, or in a lot of cases actually being sold for commercial profit.
I would imagine doctors would be fairly savvy and fairly switched on that if someone walks through the door for a consultation and immediately asks for X or Y kind of drug, that would be setting the warning signs off, wouldn't it?
Look, it certainly does, and I think for more experienced GPs, you've seen it happen over and over and over again. There's a certain feel that tends to hit you as soon as someone walks in the door with that sort of intent in mind, and you tend to hear the same stories over and over again. It's the it's a well-known thing in medical circles that if there's a new doctor from out of town that has moved into the area that joins a practice, or there's someone who maybe has just graduated and they've just joined a practice, then they will tend to get hit really hard by the local doctor shoppers.
Are they that smart?
Yes, I think word gets around really quickly if there's somebody new in town. Word also gets around if there's a doctor who refuses to prescribe. I think in their own little circles, doctor shoppers pass on that sort of information.
How many times has it happened to you? And what is the demeanour of someone who, once they realise they're sitting in front of you and you're not potentially going to give them what they want, do they bring the consultation to an end? How do they go about it? I imagine it would be kind of awkward.
Yeah, look, certainly I've had my fair share of presentations. I like to think that because I have a strong line on it, that word's also gotten around, and I'm not the person to go and see if you want that sort of stuff. But in terms of the actual reaction of somebody when they say, when it's becoming really clear that you're not going to prescribe, look, it varies. And it does introduce an element of anxiety and uncertainty because you don't know how someone's going to react. Some people take it on the chin, and they take it really well, and they react in a way which is very philosophical. And it's sort of like, oh, okay, you're cotton on to me, you got me, I'll get out of your face now. And then they just leave, okay? And that's one reaction. I like that one. It's kind of like...
It's pretty bold, it's though, like, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, look, I love that because it's kind of like, look, I'm onto you, you understand me, there's no point talking about this anymore, you know that, and you're just going to go. Okay, so that's fine, I've no problem with that. Other people will try and persist in a benign fashion. It's like, oh, but doctor, this. And that just takes up more time. And some people, and this is where it gets a little bit more scary, is where some people will react in a violent or aggressive fashion. And so that obviously raises up the danger for the GP that's involved.
Well, that's a very good point, because the last thing you want is potentially someone threatening you, threatening staff, or potentially waiting for a doctor to finish work in that kind of situation. What's the duty of care for doctors in relation to, I come into you and I want XYZ drug, and you go, no, Todd, I'm not going to give it to you. And I go, look, you've got me. Yep. And I walk out the door. What is the duty of care? Are you required to contact authorities for my name to be put on some kind of register, or we haven't moved that far forward yet?
Yeah, we haven't really moved that far forward yet. And another thing to keep in mind is that when people are actively doctor shopping, they will very rarely be presenting under their real name, address, and details. So they'll usually have a pseudonym, and they've always left their Medicare card in the car. So it's very difficult to report anything, unfortunately, because you don't have any information to report that's of any accuracy. So in terms of trying to monitor how people are, people who are sort of more on the system, there is a system called PBS, which is the government system for subsidising medications. And all these medications are recorded on a central federal government database. So there is information that is accumulated by the government. And there is a program called the Prescription Shoppers Service, or hotline, which doctors can access 24 hours a day to get information about patients who are or appear to be accessing too many doctors and getting too many of prescriptions of interest.
It brings up the question again, which some people like and other people find very, very distasteful, the possibility of an Australia-type card where, one, you can't go to the doctor without your Medicare card, or the potential that the drugs that you have been prescribed are stored on a database. Do you think that is the way we're going to head somewhere down the line? So instantaneously, your card is swiped and the admin staff or the doctor sees a readout on the screen that this particular person has had this, and you're forewarned with that information?
Well, look, to some degree, it's kind of already happening. I mean, there's been a lot of money and a lot of time spent on trying to develop a universal electronic health record for Australians. Now, information, as we speak, is being accumulated on Medicare presentations and the use of and dispensing of prescriptions. And it is all going into an electronic health record. At this point in time, though, the electronic health record is opt-in. In other words, unless you, as a patient, actively sign up to have this medical record active, all that information just sits behind, if you like, in a closed book. If you sign up to this electronic health record, then the book opens up and then is accessible by certain people, for example, general practitioners or people working in an emergency department. I actually believe that it's the way to go, but at this point in time, because it's an opt-in
system,
thing only,
yeah,
it's not that universal.
Okay, I'd imagine one of the big problems is also GPs are flat out, and so many people will say, look, I can never get into my GP, and having these people come in trying to doctor shop for drugs is taking up appointment times that genuine sick people need and would love to have some time in front of you.
Well, and that's why I kind of like, I like the ones who walk in and, you know, you've sorted it all out in 60 seconds and they walk out the door again. That allows you to get on to see the patients who actually need to be seen.
I love your philosophical nature. Thanks for your time this morning.
Not a problem at all.
Dr. Lee Fong, Clinical Director of GP Access After Hours. So, yeah, there you go. The doctors are smarter than you think they are, and they can probably see through. And some of the admin staff, too, have been doing it for a long period of time.
2NURFM 103.7.